Chapter 4. New Life, Old Habits. The nurse touched the bandages around Luke's head and smiled at him.
Well, this is it. Now, will you take it off, Luke, or should I?
It was the last bandage after the last operation. For 6 months, doctors had cut skin and repaired the terrible damage from the accident. Luke had been very patient and had been waiting for this moment.
You do it, nurse. It's the last time for you. I'll just watch the good work.
He looked into the mirror, and he couldn't believe his eyes. It was like magic. There were a few tiny lines, but apart from that, it was the same good-looking face of the photographs of Luke Harrison before the accident. The same photographs that the doctors had used to recreate the face. And they had got it right. Luke's eyes filled with tears.
Oh, I don't know what to say. Well, I look exactly like I did before. It's just perfect.
I'm very happy for you, Luke. But you had better go home to your wife before we all fall in love with you. And here she is.
Megan walked into the room, carrying a suitcase to take his things home. She put down the case and threw her arms around him.
Oh, Luke! I've got my old Luke back again. Come on, let's get you home, where you belong.
They drove away from the hospital. It was so nice for Megan to sit in the car with her husband at the wheel again. But she noticed that Luke suddenly seemed sad.
What is it, love? Aren't you happy?
Yes. But I'm so sorry that Jake didn't have the same luck. Do you mind if we stop at the cemetery? I'd just like to see his grave.
Megan wondered why he didn't want to go home first. But it was true. Luke had not yet actually seen the grave of his old friend and partner. He had been very sick at the time of the funeral.
Of course, love. We'll stop off first and buy some flowers.
At the graveyard, Megan put the flowers onto the grave. Then she stepped back to let Luke have a moment alone. Luke went down on his knees and cried.
Oh, Jake. My true friend. How is it you and not me? How can I live without you? I'll never forget you. Never.
Megan waited for a little while. Then she went and took him away from the grave. They walked back to the car in silence. Luke drove them home. As they walked to the door, Nathan ran out. He threw his arms around Luke.
Daddy, oh Daddy, I'm so happy you're back.
Nathan pulled Luke by the hand and took him into the living room.
I want to see you here by the fire, just like the old days. Oh Daddy, I've missed you so much. I'm going to make sure that nothing bad ever happens to you again.
The family had dinner together. Megan poured them all some wine.
Here's to our family, together again.
And forever.
Nathan couldn't stop looking at Luke, and Megan's eyes were shining with happiness. After the meal, Luke put his hand into his pocket. He took out a packet of cigarettes and lit one. Megan and Nathan both spoke at once.
Daddy!
Luke! You are smoking, but you've never smoked before. You've always hated it.
Yes, I know.
Don't do it, Daddy. It's bad for you.
Hey, you two.
I'm sorry, darling. We didn't mean to complain.
Megan got up to get an ashtray. Nathan picked up the packet.
Jake used to smoke those.
Megan took the packet from Nathan and handed the ashtray to Luke.
Thank you. I expect it's a reaction. The shock from the accident is making me want to smoke.
Well, let's hope it will pass. Anyway, it's wonderful to have you back. Now, shall we go and sit by the fire and watch a film together?